Right now, we're joined in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying this beautiful weather. Oh, that's the most important thing.
Yes,
it almost
lovely.
Makes you forget about the election.
I'm going to go there.
Go on
campus and see the beautiful weather. And all the students, they were all lined up. It was a hilarious today in front of the old well, taking their picture for the tradition of you drink.
Getting the drink out of the well.
For the first day of classes, you'll get straight A's for the semester.
Right. So.
What
percentage of students does that actually work?
Well, we'd have to look at that bell curve and figure that out. No, but it was wonderful to see them all back
That's
at campus.
Really cool.
And I spoke to a group of the Carolina Kickoff on Friday, which was a group of about 175 students coming into the YMCA program, getting to know each other and being active participants in our community.
Nice. Very cool. And the Good Neighbor Initiative was yesterday. Monday.
It was Monday.
This week is flying by.
I knew
it was Monday. I thought today was Tuesday.
It was a great turnout, and people were all over the neighborhood. It was a lot of fun. And interacting with neighbors and reminding people to be good neighbors to each other and just updating people if they need services or information about the town. And again, we always try to tell people, go to our town website, sign up for the weekly e-newsletter.
Yes.
You will get updates. We will not inundate you with updates. You will get updates about things going on in town and be able to find things. And there's a lot on our website, so go check it out.
So for students coming in and for sort of residents who, and I know we go through this every year with the little extra busyness around downtown and on campus during the fall, but what's the most important thing that people need to remember and keep in mind?
About being downtown?
About just being downtown, about the students coming back, what to do, what to know.
Well, I had a friend who came in to join me at a meeting on campus yesterday, and it was pretty interesting because he's like, people just jump off the curb in front of the cars. What do you do? I said, we go more slowly.
You go more slowly.
We are aware that it's very pedestrian and bike-friendly downtown, so you need to pay more attention, especially with our construction projects going on. And the hotel started this basically last week, and this week, the A.C. Moore Hotel on West Rosemary Street. So there's just a lot going on. So just take your extra time in trying to get around and make sure pedestrians look for cars. But everyone's excited. It's that energy that comes back to the downtown area. And then the school system will be starting next week, so it's going to be just even more out there. And it just takes a little while for everybody to get into the habit and good habits of staying on sidewalks and not in front of cars and buses. And so you just have to be a little more careful.
All right. Sounds good. So speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and again, exciting time for Chapel Hill with the students getting back in session. K-12 classes, Chapel Hill Carver starting up on Monday. That's quick. Food for the summer program wrapping up in a couple of days.
I just want to say a shout out. This is just so incredible. I am so proud of our community. The fact that we put out there for 1,600 volunteer slots, you feel that. And then when the program was to end almost 2 weeks ago because the food, the school system had to revamp their cafeterias to get ready for the school year, the volunteers and the community said, no, we want to finish out those 2 weeks. And the food bank stepped up and delivered all the food. And Orange United Methodist Church stepped up and said, you can store it here in our church. So we were over there. Our volunteers showed up. They had to do all the packaging and the distribution network and get it out there. And they did it. We're on Wednesday, and it's happening. Also, over 2,500 books were distributed to the kids during this program. Mostly, I get the positive comments about the activity buckets. Apparently, we really liked those.
The fun buckets. There was just such a nice variety in there. They had like kickballs and frisbees
and cards,
all kinds of things.
And bubbles.
Books that you could just sort of sit down. The bubbles was really cool.
The sidewalk chalk was very popular.
I have no doubt.
So look for us. We're going to continue meeting this fall to sort of debrief, and we're looking to do something fun for the volunteers who came out to say thank you. But I want to say thank you to the community. You stepped up. We asked you to help. You stepped up. You made a huge difference in so many kids' lives. It's just, if you didn't get a chance to participate, we want to make this an even more successful program next summer. Like I said, we're going to continue to debrief. We're going to continue to figure out what we need to do to make it better, and we were just so thrilled. It's just so thrilled. It was heartwarming.
Yeah. So do we have any updated numbers? I know they were updating earlier this week.
Yes, but we're over 42,000 meals for the summer. 42,000.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. I mean, it's incredible.
I was talking with Susan Brown earlier today, emailing back and forth, because she's going to be on the air later, and she was saying the Chapel Hill Library's summer reading program, 32,000 hours of reading, which is just an unbelievable number.
Isn't that great?
And then we top that with 42,000 meals served. Like, we did good this summer,
I think. We like education. We like learning. And we like taking care of our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do. It's good. It's all good. Yeah. No, I was doing a little blurb for that. They're putting out a video.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was fun to say, yay, way to go.
Yep.
We like to celebrate.
All right. So what else is going on in town? I know going on. This is the busy time.
Well, we had the mobility plan meeting, and there'll be another one in case you missed that. Again, check the website. It's supposed to be on September 6th at the Public Library. Double check that to come out and give us your input. We got a lot. We got a great turnout, actually, at the first meeting, and we hope for even a better turnout next time. The staff is there interacting, taking notes, and listening to mobility plans. So we've got that going on. We had some concept plans come to the CDC last night. Very interesting.
Including Legion Road. You
know, that was well attended.
Yep. How did that go?
A lot of voices spoke up. They've modified, the developer has modified the plan. So it looks different. So please go check that out. There were a lot of comments from the CDC about impervious surface and parking and mixed use and what we should be looking for and parkland and open space and traffic, the normal kinds of things. But they had some definitive lines there, and the concept plan will then, the next step, if it moves forward this way, would go to the council.
So, okay. And the CDC is the
Community Design Commission.
Yeah. Not the other CDC.
Not the germ warfare people.
Although maybe that would have been a good fit. Hey. Yeah.
Sorry. That was not okay. The other
That's
plan
the big that, headline for tomorrow,
that was very exciting was the Turkish Cultural Center on East Franklin Street. And this is from the Sanjar family and the architect there. And they've taken so much community input and made it what they want to be good neighbors. They've done all this initiative with solar energy, gardens. They're going to open up meeting rooms to the public. They're going to have all these things. It'll be a wonderful fit for Chapel Hill and a wonderful opportunity for people who don't know much about Turkish culture or all the things that are involved there. And I'm looking forward to seeing that project come through the process as well. I think it's a better fit than some other things that were proposed for there.
So where would that be located?
So it's 1609 East Franklin. So it's down next to the ballet school on one side, and across the street is Signature Healthcare and Coldwell Banker Building.
Okay.
So just before you get to Elliott.
That's going to be really cool. And I know you mentioned the Sanjar family. That's Asi Sanjar, Nobel laureate, and was really excited about using the proceeds from the Nobel Prize to fund the Turkish Center, and he had some really nice things to say about it last year. So this is going to be
really amazing. I mean, giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, and what a gift to the community. We're going to get a center that unlike anything else in North Carolina, I think. I'm really excited about it. So
that's really
cool. We'll see that. Did the Carolina kickoff?
She's got notes here.
I know, I do.
You've got a notebook,
actually.
Just so you know,
I'm headed out to a conference tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a Mayor's Initiative Innovation Project, and they are talking about issues with parking downtown, issues with social justice and racial equity in your community, issues with using art as an economic development tool. There were these things that really resonated with what's going on in Chapel Hill and things that we're all looking at and trying to understand and take advantage of. So I'm headed out for a conference, and they actually asked us to present on food for the children, so we'll be providing that information as well.
Going to ask if that was getting picked up by other communities.
Yes, that's really cool. Yeah, it is very cool.
That's awesome.
So I'm headed out to do that for a few days, and then we come back and we get started back into our council meetings later this month. I'm very excited that we're going to, our first work session, I'm hopeful we'll be dealing with our sidewalks. You know, we passed the bond referendum, and we're looking to see where we go and which sidewalks and how that all works out, so that'll be a big topic. And then there's lots of development proposals coming through, and people should pay attention to the website when we get those posted as to when and where they're happening.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy the nice weather.
I will. Absolutely. Right. In a few hours when I'm out of this room.
I'm headed back to the office. I'm stuck in this room for the next three and a half hours. Well, I'm headed back. We're actually cleaning up Town Hall. Please come take a look. We're doing some landscaping. The new generator's getting put in, so there's a little bit of construction around Town Hall. And then we're power washing and painting the building, which hasn't been
done
in a
good.
While.
Yeah. All right. Oh, so it's going to be restored to its original bright Carolina blue color then, right?
Was it originally bright Carolina?
No,
it's been 40 years, I don't think. It'll be bright, but we'll see what color it turns.
Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.